Let's start at that chapter, that very famous chapter called the Book of Revelation. In your opinion, because, you know, you're the guest tonight, in your opinion, what do you think that chapter means?
To me, that book is the most remarkable and amazing book of all of them, not so much because of the content itself, as much as how we gain that content. It's actually John being time-traveled from his time into our time, into the 21st century. It's a literal story about time travel. And now he's watching these things as they unfold and trying to describe first century, you know, with his knowledge of the first century, he's trying to describe 21st century events. He's looking at 21st century military equipment and then trying to describe this at the point that he went back. One of the one thing that will just make the Bible come alive is once you realize that John didn't write Revelation after the Gospel of John. You know, we think that because,
right,
we think linearly.
And what's the significance of that?
Well, because John is so dramatically different, because he actually writes his gospel after he has seen the things that he saw in Revelation.
Okay.
So that's why it's so dramatically different. You know, it's a fascinating book, but it's way different than the other three gospels.
All right. Could you have also called him a remote viewer?
Yes.
Okay.
Could have. You know, but as long as that means him being in the 21st century.
Right. Time traveler, remote viewer, whatever he might have been, he was able to get into that 21st century, which pins it pretty darn close now to us, doesn't it? To now.
Yes. Two-thirds of the Bible is written, it seems, about our generation. You know, a lot of people think, it would have been great to be around in Bible times. Well, the reality is, these are Bible times.
Did other past civilizations, though, in eras, all think that the Book of Revelation was written about them as we do?
No, not necessarily. And a good evidence of that is in the Scofield Reference Bible, in the references at the beginning of that particular book, they make a comment that we are going to interpret what we see here to the best of our ability. But they also make sure they say, but if this book will become more clear to the generation for which it is meant. In other words, stating it's not really for our time, but when that time comes, they will be able to look at this book and see things that we can't figure out. Good example, perfect example, is the Internet. You know, how before the Internet got here could you possibly have looked in Revelation and found it? You couldn't have.
No, you couldn't.
But having the Internet and now looking at it, and it gives a complete description of the Internet, it's absolutely amazing.
Give me a synopsis there where it kind of points out where the Internet is.
It's when it goes into the area of Mystery Babylon. And at the point when it's discussing Mystery Babylon, that's what the mystery was. Remember, John, again, is trying to describe these things through his first century eyes.
Sure.
And so he's
Which is difficult for him, right? It wasn't easy.
No. And that was one of the ways that this actually, stays sealed till that particular generation comes along.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is a description where all of a sudden John's trying to... The mystery of Babylon is the fact that he's looking at a cyber city. That's really the thing. And he starts discussing about a system where the merchants of the earth can get anything they absolutely want. Whenever you see just a massive laundry list of things listed, it's usually because they're trying to make some kind of strong point.
Does it kind of make any reference, Ken, to a new world order or a one world government or anything like that, which is always a concern?
Yes. In the book of Revelation, it absolutely, and also in Daniel specifically, it mentions the last world empire. The last empire, which will actually be a 10-nation federation. The entire world will be run by 10 nations, ultimately, but they will be a core group. And that, when you look at the European Union, the thing is that they are actually the Western European Union are the primary 10 countries. There's the European Union Extended, where you get into the, you know, up to the 25 total members.
Right.
But then you have the core, the Western European Union, and they are the real, they call the shots. They are the permanent members. They were the, they began this. Everybody else, for all intents and purposes, they are actually honorary members.
Well, how does prophecy equate to the fact that they're going to try to take us all over?
If you could clarify that question, okay. I want to be sure that I answer.
Well, in my opinion, if there's a new world order, it's control, right?
Right.
That's what they want. They want control. That's their game. They've already got all the money they want. They want to be able to move people around like they're little pieces of a chessboard.
Okay.
How is that illustrated in biblical prophecy?
The way that is actually becomes pertinent, and that's one of the misconceptions. We look today and we see this new world order, and we can look at the Illuminati, and we can look at the Skull and Bones, and we can look at a vast array of secret societies, Bilderbergs. The thing that we have to remember is that this is a very, very big world, and the chances of them actually conspiring together, in other words, actually having a quote-unquote they, who want to use the world as a chessboard, in this and that, the reality is it's very... It appears conspiratorial, but what we have to remember is that there are other forces at work. The spiritual orchestration of events, or the demonic powers, Lucifer, who are trying to prepare this planet, actually run all of these things from the outside. But it's a spiritual orchestration of events
that
make physical events appear as though there's a physical conspiracy, when in fact there may not be.
Do you think evil is behind some of this?
Evil's behind most of it, but it more is a preparation for what's going to happen as soon as we move into that great tribulation, that last 7 years. What we're seeing now is the preparation for that.